English Pod 中国，
改变生活。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hello, my name is John.
那今天呢，我们 English Pod 中国的课程啊，会听到两个应该是以前的同事或者什么朋友，一段时间没见，在路上巧遇，然后呢，各自生活中都有一些新的状况。有一个人他好像被 promote 了，然后还有一个人好像有一个新的男朋友啊什么的。
Yeah, we can tell by what they say that they're not really good friends and they haven't been in contact recently.
嗯，对，所以如果巧遇熟人的话呢，今天我们的对话都是一些很实用的，你可以用的这个语言。好，那我们先来听对话吧。
Hey, Michelle, is that you?
Wow, Grace, long time no see.Where have you been?
Oh, yeah, well, you see, I got a promotion, so I moved to the new Pudong office last September.
You did? Congratulations!
Thanks a lot. So, how are things with you, Michelle?
Well, same old, you know. Nothing much has changed here.
Are you still seeing Chris?
No, actually, we split up last month.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
But I met a really cute guy last night at a networking party, so, well...Let's just wait and see.
Good for you, Michelle.
我知道江觉得今天对话其中一个女孩子这个 Grace, 你好像不太喜欢她。你觉得她看不起那个 Michelle?
Yeah, feels that way a little bit.
从她的语气里面是吧?
Maybe.
好，那我们先来看看对话一开始啊，他们应该是在什么大街上啊，外面的场合，然后就是 Grace 说 Hey, Michelle, is that you?
Right, she says, is that you?
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, because she's not really sure if it's her. She's pretty sure, but not 100% sure.
所以如果你不是很确定你有没有认对人，你可以这样说。
Yeah, is that you?
Is that you? 好，然后呢，确实是 Grace, 然后她就说我们好久不见了。然后她说你去了哪儿啊?
Right, she says, where have you been?
这个并不是说你到哪里旅行或者你到哪里对吧
Yeah, it feels like maybe they used to see each other maybe every week.
就以前可能是比较常见到但是很久没见了
Yeah, like maybe at the gym or maybe at, I don't know, church or something. But she hasn't seen her for a long time, so she thinks she must have gone somewhere.
Where have you been?是不是出去了到什么地方去旅游还是什么
Right, right.
然后这个 Michelle 说哎其实呢我 got a promotion, 对吧
Yeah, well, you see, I got a promotion, so I moved to the new Pudong office last September.
他可能是搬到陆家嘴高级的地方去了。
Yeah, maybe.
That's what happens when you get a promotion. 那我现在看看啊就是你被升职了晋升就是promotion, 对吧
yeah.
可以说。
We often say get a promotion. I got a promotion, I didn't get the promotion.
好的、get a promotion. 好那当然你要恭喜人家恭喜你我们可以说 congratulations.
Right, so you have to add the S, congratulations.
Congratulations.、好那接下来呢Grace 就说谢谢你那你怎么样呢 Michelle?
Yeah, she says,So how are things with you, Michelle?
How are things with you?
Right.
就是像 how are things going, how have you been, 这个意思。
Yeah, 这个 things 不是什么东西。
就是你最近怎么样的意思。
Yeah, your life.So how are things? How are things with you?
OK. 然后 Michelle 的回答她说还是老样子啊。这个短语非常的有用。老样子英文怎么说?
Same old, same old.
Same old.就是一样的老样子那这里大家要注意我们一定要 repeat 一下是吧要说 same old same old 不能只说 well same old
yeah you can't say that same old same old
same old same old 好那还是老样子基本上也没什么变化啊我们怎么说基本上没什么变化
so nothing much has changed here
nothing much has changed
Yeah, we usually say nothing much instead of nothing.
如果你说 nothing has changed, 好像有点太绝对了，对吧？
是的。
Nothing much has changed 比较自然。但其实是有一个挺大的改变的，在他的 personal life, 个人感情生活中啊。
Maybe she didn't want to talk about it.
对，但是他的朋友就是 哪壶不提问哪壶，他说 Are you still seeing Chris?、
Right.
那这里也是很好的一个，就是说你们俩是不是还在约会，他是不是还是你的男朋友的说法啊、
mm-hmm.
Are you still seeing somebody?
And she says, No, actually we split up last month.
啊，分手了。那可能你知道 break up 这个词对吧，分手，但是呢我们也可以说 split up。
Yeah, same thing. Break up, split up.
好，那听到这种比较坏消息的时候呢，英文里面我们可以怎么 react, 怎么来反应？
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so anything bad, really, you can say, I'm sorry to hear that.
如果是比较严重的，比如说一个人他的家人有过世啊什么，你也可以说。
Yeah, yeah, you can still use it. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that.、Mm. 我觉得这个就是中文里面我们会，哎呀，哎呦，好可惜啊，就这样表达。
Yeah, this is not 对不起, right?
对，这里 I'm sorry to hear that, 就是好像，哎呀，你这个情况，我很感同身受，有点那个意思啊。
对对对。
好，但是 Michelle 他好像很快就恢复了 recover 了，他说他最近碰到了一个很 cute 的 guy 是吧
Yeah, really cute guy.
那这里的 cute 不是说这个人像 Justin Bieber 就是什么很可爱的十几岁的二十岁的小男生、啊、
就是很帅，
对，很帅，但是他也是相对比较年轻的吧。
Yeah, so a cute guy should be pretty young.
我觉得差不多35岁以下，如果很成熟的不太说 cute guy、
啊、Yeah, 50 year old man is not a cute guy.
对、除非你是费翔保养好。He's still a cute guy, I think.
Is he 50?
有啊。
OK、
好，那最后 Grace 说的这句话很有意思。
Good for you, Michelle.
说太棒了 Michelle.
做得好，
认识了一个 cute guy。 那这句话呢我们听完对话以后再来研究一下它这个里面的 nuance 啊，它里面比较复杂的一种感情。好、
okay.
再听一遍对话。
Hey Michelle, is that you?
Wow, Grace, long time no see. Where have you been?
Oh yeah, well, you see, I got a promotion, so I moved to the new Pudong office last September.
You did? Congratulations!
Thanks a lot. So, how are things with you, Michelle?
Well, same old, you know. Nothing much has changed here.
Are you still seeing Chris?
No, actually, we split up last month.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I met a really cute guy last night at a networking party, so, well, let's just wait and see.
Good for you, Michelle!
OK, 这样我们刚刚说的 good for you, 那这个我们一听上去觉得是很鼓励人的、啊、就说哎呀很不错，有点加油那个意思。
Yeah, that's right. You can say it to a friend. If something good happens, you can say, oh, good for you.
比如说 I got a promotion.
Oh, good for you.
这听起来没什么不好啊。
But if it's not a good friend, and you're not being very sincere.
如果说你和这个人也不是太熟，然后呢，就是你们两个的关系不到那种程度的话，别人可能觉得你是有点什么取笑他，站着说话不腰疼那个感觉，是吧？
Yeah, like, okay, good for you, but for me, that's not a big deal.
所以这个对话里面你的感觉 Grace 她说 Good for you Michelle 就好像是说哎 Michelle 你自己的条件也不怎么样，你也没有什么好的工作，你好不容易遇到了一个还可以的男生，这个
对
你来说已经很不错了 对吧，
是的是的，
就你不要有什么太高的期望，有这种感觉。
对，但是可能对自己的要求比较高一点，
就是我又要有好工作，我又要找一个很有钱的男朋友什么的。
Yeah, so be a little bit careful saying good for you.
对，就是除非是非常好的朋友啊，他也知道你对他是很真诚的，你可以用这个，一般的人就不要用了 good for you.
对的。
OK, 那我们今天的课就到这里。这里是 English Pod 中国，我们下次再见。
See ya!